The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar. I'm a certified financial planner professional in the studio with my colleague Doug Neal, certified financial planner also. And of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And today we'd like to really give you some insight about how to think about and how we think about and start helping people plan on things like, should you roll over your 401k? What questions do you need to ask, right? What do you need to think about?
And why do you need to talk to a financial planner?
Yeah.
And how does, what's your mindset? What are they asking? Is it scary? Are they going to make you feel stupid?
Yeah, well, okay. We don't do those things, but no. Yeah.
No.
But what should you expect? And how do we view things and really become analytical about them versus just you trying to get through it, and you're online and you're researching and you're looking stuff up and you're calling your provider. Well, you know, if you have a 401k, you're thinking about rolling over. They're not going to tell you the pros and cons. They're just going to say, here are your options. They're not going to say, well, you might want to consider this if you do it or consider that if you do it. They're just going to say, well, you can put it in an IRA. You can put it this. You can. So again, thought process, this will help you. Also, we have a couple of case studies, again, to help you understand analytically, all right, how we look at things for, can the spouse who's still working, can they afford to retire? They already have the other spouse who's not working. Can they do it? What do we need to look at? And what do they need to think about? And also, long-term care, an actual case study from Doug Neal here.
Yeah, I want to show you some numbers of what, because you always hear about, you know, this is expensive or it costs a lot or where's the money. I want to give you an actual case that's in the works. It's from a different state, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, of course, we never divulge, you know, information specific enough for anyone to know who anyone is that we're talking about.
Right? It'll give you an idea of what the cost is and, mm-hmm. and what the thought process was, how we got to do that.
So we're going to go over some things, give you some of the insights that we have developed and been able to gather over the years. And in the meantime, if you've got a question specifically about any financial product, any kinds of decision making like we're just talking mm-hmm. about right now, anything to do, even insurance coverages, all of that, glad to help you. If you're shy, don't want your voice on the air, now is a great opportunity for you to call us on our private 800 line, which is 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Very fine house with two cats in the yard. Cruise Planners Brenham invites you to join them on their Norwegian breakaway out of Orlando, January 11th through January 22nd, 2020. Ports of call: Great Stirrup Cay, Bahamas, Nassau, Ocho Rios, Cayman Islands, Roatan, Belize, Costa Maya, and Cozumel. Haven't sailed on Norwegian before? Why not take advantage of this limited time offer, a free or reduced stay? Norwegian sails from many ports of call. Maybe time for the Mediterranean and more. Call Peter and Melinda Fay at 979-836-4085 for details, or visit them on the web for allyourtravel.com.
Hey y'all, Tina here with Select Furnishings. The weather is warming up. It's time to fire up the old grill and spend some quality time with your family and friends outdoors. At Select Furnishings, we have you covered. All outdoor is on sale now. Outdoor dining, seating, umbrellas, rocking chairs, swings, outdoor rugs, and so much more. Remember, we offer no credit check in-house financing. That means you buy with us, you finance with us, and you pay monthly payments to us directly, all while supporting your local community. So shop local with Select Furnishings and deal with local people that care about you. Relations that last a lifetime. We offer a large selection of living room, bedroom, dining room, TV stands, rugs, and be sure and check out Tina's Decor and More inside Select Furnishings. Circle-y candles, farmhouse chic, unique accessories, and so much more. So what are you waiting for? Hurry into Select Furnishings and let us help you bring the indoors out. And remember, with no credit check, in-house financing, you buy from us, you finance with us, and you pay us directly. Select Furnishings is located at 1900 Highway 290 West next to Brenham Dodge. See you there.
Hello, this is Eugene Bodie with Tickler Toyota in Brenham, Texas. I am back at work full-time after a brief illness. I am a cool 86-year-old, still selling new and used cars and trucks. 2019 models are here. I am asking all of my old and new customers to come by or give me a call. Remember, there's no deal like a Bodie deal. 979-836-1615, Highway 290 West, on the loop.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance, complete rebuilds on the brands that sell, and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
If you're looking to upgrade, update, or add to your current space, Woodson Lumber should be your first stop. They offer a wide range of lumber, building materials, fencing, and farm and ranch supplies, along with all the tools you need to get the job done right the first time. Woodson Lumber also carries a full line of GAF and Tamco shingles for all of your roofing needs. No matter the size of your project, Woodson Lumber is your local one-stop shop. All at Woodson Lumber Company, with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
How sweet it is to think about the future if you've got it planned properly, so that you're going to be okay, your spouse, those who matter to you are still going to be okay because you've made the right decisions, educated, correct decisions, knowing all the parameters, all the things you want, all the things you need. How do you calibrate, coordinate, figure this out? You're going to be okay. That's what you need to know. And so we're going to talk this morning, Doug Neal and yours truly, Tony Navarre, certified financial planners here. We're going to take you through part of the things that we look at when we're talking with people who come to our office. And by the way, while I'm on that, Doug, people can come in and pick our brains for free with a free review.
Right. Just call, make an appointment, though. So,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. Dropping in can be a problem because we may already be talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. But here's the way to get in. Get that free review, whether you're thinking about leaving, retiring, right? Maybe you're thinking about buying a piece of property. Had a conversation with somebody the other day that says, you know, before I pull the trigger on these acres next door, I want to know if I'm thinking of everything. Right. So, again, Free review, absolutely vitally important. And here's a way to get that. Give us a call at the office. Get on the schedule with us. That number is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, let's go into a couple of these case studies. Let's start with the first one, Doug. You know, we're looking at an actual case. Names are kept away to protect the innocent here. But can the working spouse retire yet? We're just kind of going over this with somebody.
That's a simple question. Can I retire yet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Now, a couple questions that come up, and here's what you, what we think of is, that's fine, but if your paycheck stops, where's your paycheck, your income going to come from? That's number one. Number two is, what debt load are you carrying? Number three, and probably the most important one, is who's going to handle, how are you going to handle your medical?
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth one is, if it's long-term retirement, how about what happens if you need something other than just medical care? You need long-term care or custodial care. Four major questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you can answer those, and there's multiple variations.
Oh, and there are other questions from those questions
right.
that spring up.
But those are the four things you got to cover. Your income, your debt load, your medical insurance, mm-hmm. and your long-term care insurance.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, the non-working spouse may actually have a long-term care issue later because this individual already has some physical ailments, and that's why they're not working.
Mm-hmm.
So they are more likely to be needing some sort of care sooner than the current working spouse.
Yeah. If there again, it depends upon everybody's situation's different, the age bracket of everyone involved here.
Yes. Also, when can you access your benefits?
Right.
That's another thing.
And then Medicare doesn't kick in. You got to be 65.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not 65, okay, what kind of medical is available to you and your family?
Well, and in the case of the working spouse, is his or her medical coverage still available to them?
Right.
Through their employer? And this person is below age 60. They're not even 59 and a half yet.
So there, those are things that you have to consider, the ramifications mm-hmm. of all of those.
Right.
And there are other answers. It just depends upon what's going on in their life and what's mm-hmm. available to them. And
sure.
But it's you have to examine those things. And then what are the options? Okay, if you want to replace the income, you've got some money saved up in retirement plan or IRAs or bank accounts. Mm-hmm. How much is that going to produce and how long will it last and what's the risk factors on that?
Well, also, if you do have, let's say, money in a account, maybe a non-qualified, like a brokerage account, for instance, do you need to look at maybe changing your investments in there so that you're producing more income out of that portfolio? It's probably been geared more for growth the last few years.
Yeah,
but that's not necessarily designed. That's not designed to throw off income.
Yeah, we do that for a lot of people when they get to retirement age. We start shifting because you want your money to grow. It's like you buy a piece of real estate. You want it to be, when the time comes to sell it, you want it to be worth 2, 3, 4 times what you paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, it wasn't necessarily kicking off. You didn't need to live off of it. Now you need to live off of that asset. And so what will now you need a rent house, something that pays a check to you every month. Versus one that just, I want to buy this piece, these acres and let them grow and I'll sell them in the future. So you need to switch around what type of investments. And then we do that for a lot of people because there are a lot of good dividend paying investments. Sometimes there's annuities that have some guaranteed income streams or sometimes they're flexible with a guaranteed minimum. There's lots of different ways to develop income streams that you can put together that you don't necessarily do when you're accumulating money.
Well, and again, as you just ticked off a bunch of different ways to do this, produce income from assets you already have, You did mention something that's a longer-term commitment ordinarily, which is an annuity type of product. But there are ways to do this without having those types of products, because I know a lot of you listening out there are not big fans of annuity products. If they're designed right, handled right, put together with the right people for the right reasons, they can be a part of your income process, the producing process. But there are other ways to do it outside of that type of thing where you don't have a long-term commitment. You have access to your money, but we're still generating revenue for you.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's the key. That's when you why you need a financial advisor so you could what's available. And then also, how does it work? And does it is that something that works for me? Because some people want a guaranteed check every month to make sure they can pay their real estate taxes, utilities, groceries. Fine. Well, you take a portion of your funds and go with a type of annuity that will give you a guaranteed check. So now you got you got your basics covered for you and your family. You don't have to worry about it. Now you use the other funds. You can do different things with that maybe aren't guaranteed, but pay more interest, more liquidity. So like you see there, it's a combination of tools. And that's what investments are. They're tools, especially in retirement. It's what tools do I need to get where I want to go?
Well, you know, and even when you're not, I mean, you could be 30 years away from retiring. But again, you know, these things are still tools, right? Mm-hmm. Because now, if you're in your pre-retirement phase of your life, you want to get to a certain amount of money that you know you've got. Or if a goal of yours is to pay your house off over the next 10 years, you want to know that you have the income stream there, you're on track, you're still meeting your other obligations. For many of you listening out there, that might be student loans. Yeah, student loan debt. Or whatever it may be, or maybe funding 529 college savings plans for your kids. All sorts of different things. Maybe you're wanting to buy property. I've got a young couple who has two little kids, and they bought a house, fixed it up. The engineer husband, who's very handy as well, many engineers do that, but he took off from his job. He quit. They did a killer job remodeling this old this house that had been neglected, sold it for a nice profit. They're using that money now to help with their acquisition of rental properties. So, I mean, these people like are below 35, right? Spouse doesn't work. Now he's changed to where he's doing this too, the house thing. She's a realtor. And again, now their whole lives are changing around, and they're doing it very smart. They're step by step by step, and it's the same thing for no matter what your age is. It's step by step by step. But what are those steps? How do you figure them out? Are you safe? Do you have resources that you can fall back on? All of these things. It's not that much different. Planning, maybe particular parts of the plan are different, younger versus older, right? But really, it's a logical step-by-step. And of course, these people ask me what they might want to do with 401ks and things that they're leaving behind, but they're going to be taking those assets with them. So different phases of life, but you respond to those challenges.
Yeah, because life changes, and then also the rules change all the time.
Yes.
I think we talked on Monday that the House, Congress has passed one bill, but it hasn't got to the Senate yet, where the required minimum distribution is going to 72 instead of 70 and a half. Well, that changes a lot of things for a lot of people, too. Usually it's for the better. But
I was going to say, actually, that is pretty. I mean, there aren't that many downsides to that.
No, they're not.
You get to leave your money there. You leave it in to grow. If you don't need to take it, why take it out earlier?
So that just the rules change, medical things change. I suspect the medical industry is going to change some more in the years to come. And so how does that affect you? And then if you're working for a state or an entity, a governmental entity.
Or a teacher.
Yeah. The things change there because of cash flows and just whatever. So You do the best you can with what you have, with the knowledge that's available to get your plan going, and then try and make adjustments along the way and anticipate a lot of those. And that's what we've seen over the decades.
Yes, more than one or two.
Yeah, been in business. We've seen things happen and things change. And, mm-hmm. and so you can make a plan with some wiggle room in it where you're not locked up for the rest of your life.
Yeah, we have to put the contingency factors
on most everything. Yeah.
Yeah, just like you do, just like you do. So, you know, this hour we're going to be devoting another bit of time to as to how to start thinking about some of these things, how we do it, and then maybe that'll help you as well. When we come right back, we're going to focus in on should you, this is a question I get all the time. I have a really great 401k plan. I'm thinking about, you know, leaving the employer. You know, I'm going to retire next 6 months or whatever it is. I love this plan. I mean, I've got these great investments. They're doing well for me. But should I roll it over to an IRA or should I leave it at my employer? What's the pros and cons? Get that question a lot. Answering it coming up right after this break. And a long-term care case, actual case. And Doug Neal will talk about that. How are these decisions made? How do you help this individual who may at some point need long-term care to make the best decision for themselves and their family members? So two biggies coming up right after the break. If you've got a question right now, give us a call and we will help you right now. We'll put our thinking caps on for you. Here's the way to do it. Give us a call at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
With the new Kubota Sidekick, durability meets speed. It's the first gas-powered utility vehicle of its kind, built with acceleration and handling that blur the line between working hard and having fun. Right now, get the new Sidekick for zero down and payments as low as $196 a month. Now through June 30th, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor or Kubota.com.
Downtown Brenham invites you to experience a slice of tropical paradise with its annual Summer Sip Wine Walk. Rock your best Hawaiian shirt, grass skirt, and lei and show off your vacation vibes Saturday, June 15th, where you can sample more than 25 wines, all for just $25. Make it a girl's day out, an afternoon with your special someone, or simply a summer sipping kind of day. Everyone deserves a vacation this time of year. Stroll through local businesses and shop from 3 to 6 like Anatomy Boutique, Board and Brush Creative Studio, Glissman's, The Woman's Cave, and Downtown Art Gallery. Bring your friends along, connect with small business owners, and maybe discover your new favorite wine. To buy your wine glass, just pop into one of the many participating locations, including the Pomegranate, Herman Furniture, Brenham Boutique, and Ranch Interiors, or purchase a glass online at downtownbrenham.com. Summer Sip in historic downtown Brenham on June 15th from 3 to 6. It's a great way to get ready for summer with the perfect tropical staycation.
If you've been hearing about the many benefits of CBD, start exploring at ease. You'll find a vast array of curated products, CBD lotions, soaps, scrubs, oils, oh, and highly useful CBD information Ease has gathered for you, along with a knowledgeable concierge at the ready for a live chat. Ease is truly all things CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com today.
SeaWorld, the real amazing world of sea turtles has never been closer. Immerse yourself in the new Turtle Reef, now open, with real rescue turtles and a one-of-a-kind natural biofiltration system. Plus, take a spin on two new amazing family thrill rides. Be inspired and see how together we can protect these incredible animals. Get two amazing parks and 3 days of fun for only $71.99. SeaWorld San Antonio, real amazing. Restrictions apply.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I like that. Hey.
It's...
Craig's playing the hits this morning, or the old hits, anyway. Yes,
they're called the oldies.
That's all right. They're oldies but goodies.
Yes.
Just like us.
See, if you remember that song, when you're driving around in the car, you need to be listening to this retirement stuff.
Yeah, there you go. And this is a big part, by the way, of people's retirement. And hopefully, if you're thinking about leaving your job for the last time, whether it's retirement or whether you're changing jobs, right? And you've got a retirement plan that you've been putting money into for the last whatever period of time, sometimes many years, you need to be thinking what you're going to do with this. Are you going to leave it where it is, 401k, different types of retirement plans, or mostly it's usually 401ks, and we'll talk that way, or should you roll it over?
Which means move it into your own IRA.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you have Roth IRA in there, too.
Inside the 401k.
Uh-huh. Okay. The Roth 401k, you're going to need to put that part in a Roth IRA.
If you decide to take it out of the 401k.
Mm-hmm. So you may have a double-barreled thing going on. But how do you think of things? Especially now, I get this question all the time, which is, I love my 401k. I love the investments in there. I know how to maneuver on the website.
Yeah, they're familiar with it.
Yeah. So I can change my investments. I know how to monitor things. I know how to get information on what each of the trends are with each of the different investment options that I'm invested in. I can do all kinds of things. I really love this plan. So why not just leave it there at my old company? Right. And again, is it terrible to leave it there? Not necessarily all the time. Right. Depends on what you want to do. Now, there is one. First of all, one caveat here. If you're going to be 55 or older, not quite 59 and a half yet, you want to really think about whether you want to leave it at your employer, because if you roll it out before you're 59 and a half, you're going to possibly be facing one of two things, okay? Number one is there is a rule about how much you can take out per year if you roll it. It's a mess. You have to take out substantially equal distributions over this time until you hit 59 and a half.
Without paying a penalty.
Yep. Or else you're going to be paying tax there. Yeah. Tax penalty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The penalty is part that will get you.
Yeah. So you don't want to do that, right? But if you do leave this 401k in your 401k plan, you can take out any amount of withdrawals you want if you have separated from service, as long as you're at least 55.
Which is different, just to lay it out straight.
Mm-hmm.
An IRA you can't touch until you're 59 and a half or older
without
a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
A 401k, it's 55.
Yeah. So if you're in pre-tax investments, or traditional investments in your 401k, you're going to pay tax when you pull that money out. But you're not going to have a penalty if you're at least age 55.
See, that's why
keep that in mind.
The separation from service part, because then basically you're replacing your paycheck with the money coming from your 401k.
Right. So that is an option. You can leave it there for that reason. Or let's talk about the pros and cons of keeping it there aside from that. On the pro side, if you like your plan, you love your investment options, you maneuver on the website for your 401k really well, your access is great, you know how to do all the things you need to do, and you're familiar with this platform. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal, too. Yeah. Right? Now, that might be a good reason, and you got different investment options that you like. All right? Now, let's look at other reasons why you might not want to leave it there. Okay? Take a look at your fees. You should be able to find out every penny that you're being charged that's coming out of your 401k. Yeah. They are not doing this for free.
I would have to repeat that. 401ks are not free. You do pay a fee.
Now, there are different types of fees involved. Some of the mutual fund types of options that you may have in your plan do have fees. Even the target date funds have fees. And now it might be very little, but those are in there. And there's an administration fee for taking care of your plan. And whoever the advisor is, that's possibly a fee. I mean, there are all kinds of things going on here. So fees. You need to know what it's costing you because no one does this for free.
And that's
period.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that is it costing you 2.5% or is it costing you 2% when you add up all the fees or 1%?
Yeah. Most of the plans I'm seeing now are pretty lean. So they're between 1% and maybe 1.3% in fees total all in for everything. So not a lot. All right. But you need to know what that is so you can make an intelligent decision about what's coming out of each of your investments, right? What are you paying? All right. So a lot of 401ks benefit from reduced pricing sometimes. Sometimes some of them are really cheap, around 1% to 1.1% because they're a huge plan. Mm-hmm. So if you work for some really big outfit, they probably have a really low expense rate on all kinds of things, including the investments inside of it. So know about that, right? What are the options available in that plan, in the investment options? So some plans don't, we're all limiting the number of investment options in 401ks because most of the time it's more cost effective and it's easier for most employees to navigate. And it's easier to learn how to invest in it, which kinds of funds to pick for your age and your risk tolerance and all these things. And so most plans do not have the whole universe of things that are available out there. In fact, I don't know of any. No. Even the multiple hundreds of millions or billions of dollar plans. They got a lot. But again, most do not have the open architecture where you can just go pick what you'd like to have. So think about what you like to invest in. And how are those things performing? Can you do better outside of the plan or not? Right? That's really this. And where is the rest of your investment accounts? Do you have outside brokerage accounts, outside IRAs, Roth IRAs? Where is your money? Would it make sense if you roll out to consolidate things? And can you consolidate? Because you can't just stick anything that you have into an IRA that you're rolling into, right? So all of these things matter because what in the end is how much do you want to invest? How do you want to spread it out? Is it pre-tax? Is it after tax? And do you have more options that are favorable to you if you keep the plan at your workplace or should you roll it out and get better options that way?
See, if you roll it out, it goes into an IRA, an individual retirement account. That has different rules on the beneficiaries than a 401k does also.
Yes. So you have to think about that part. That's right.
Yeah, the 401k, if you die, whoever your beneficiary is gets all of it at once. And if that's $100,000, they're going to pay some pretty good taxes on that.
Right.
No penalties, but they got to pay the taxes.
Right. So again, think about it, leaving it versus taking it and putting it into, rolling it out into a traditional or a Roth IRA has a lot more steps to it and a lot more things to think about than that. The other thing I also want to say, because I've had this happen to a client who loved their plan. They left their 401k behind at their former employer. They were 59 and a half, actually, when they left that job. But they left it there because they loved that plan. What happened to them was their employer decided to adopt a new plan. They changed from XYZ plan administration to ABC plan administration. I'm going to use names. But all of a sudden, they had what was called a blackout period where the accountants are going to true up all the figures in the plan for the entire company where this guy worked and then roll it from XYZ plan provider to ABC plan provider. That process generally only takes maybe 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. This one was a year because there were problems that they didn't know they had. They had to correct things before they could do this. So here's my client who actually had needed to take some money from his plan, make a withdrawal. Couldn't touch it because it was in this blackout period for many, many, many months. So that is a drawback. Be sure you know all the ins and outs and options before you do. Sometimes it's a better idea, like that 55. If you know you're going to need to retire early, you're not going to be 59 and a half yet, you know you're going to want to access that money, and you're not going to another job where you can just roll from one place to another, right? Maybe you want to leave it there because you might be able to access his money.
We've had some clients where they're going to retire in the next year or two, but they wanted to not run into problems like that, and they were allowed to take an in-service distribution, is the phrase, meaning they could take out part of their 401k and they roll it into their own IRA, so now the money's going to be liquid for them whenever they need it. But they're still working, and they still wanted to put money into the 401k plan, so they didn't want to get out of it. So, but it was called an in-service distribution. Mm-hmm. Not all plans have that.
Usually, most of them do.
Yeah, the larger ones definitely do. And that's another tool to maybe move part of it out and still keep contributing and keep that 401k, but it makes the transition better.
So all kinds of options there. Leave it. Take it out. And roll it, right? Or leave it because you're going to retire earlier, 55 and over, right? You're going to leave that between 55 and 59 and a half. You can do that. Or if you're still going to be working and contributing, but you want to take some of it out, but you don't want to do a plan loan.
Yeah, you don't do a loan and you don't want to get penalized.
Right. So what do you do there? Some of these do allow the in-service distribution, where you can roll out a portion of your 401k to an IRA, and then you can take money out of the IRA.
Yeah, as needed in different investments and different types of investments that are what in the 401k.
Maybe you're not thrilled with the investments in your 401k. Maybe you want some other options.
Yeah.
That's another way to do that as well. So all kinds of options there. Free review, super important. We know how these things work. And before you make a move, check it out with us. Been around the block more than a few times with lots of people on these issues. Here's the number to call to set up the free review. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Meanwhile, you got a question right this minute? Right here waiting for your call. We can talk to you in private. No one else will know who you are. And here's a way to do that. Different number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
American Overhead Door Company.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
American Overhead Door Company.
Of the United States of America.
American Overhead Door Company. The true American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company. 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company is the only overhead door company that offers a lifetime warranty on your garage door. American Overhead Door Company. Selling American-made overhead doors. American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's only overhead door company is now selling American flags at 7405 Highway 36 North. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. Call 979-836-4442. That's 979-836-4442. And go visit their showroom for your American flag.
For backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food at a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 979-830-0450. With over 30 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talent of Design 2.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Susan with Faith Mission, and I'm so happy to share with y'all how Higgins South, Higgins North, and Faith Mission Furniture have the best merchandise at the best prices with the friendliest staff. And did you know that everything that we sell goes right back into our community? Every Wednesday, we honor seniors and veterans with 30% off all over the store, as well as our 20, 40, and 60 sales daily. It is an absolutely incredible shopping experience.
If your hearing has slowly declined over the years and you're having trouble following conversations, visit Aaron Gonzalez at Paget Hearing Aid Center. Aaron is a hearing expert, and you can trust him to help you navigate through the new hearing technology to find the perfect hearing aid for you, the one that delivers pristine sound and clarity to help you hear comfortably. Call 830-0865 today or stop by at 103 West Alamo. Paget Hearing Aid Center, a new owner with the same quality of service. Se habla español.
Sick and tired of flat tires? SciFair has the solution for you. Their foam filling process will eliminate flat tires on your equipment forever. From wheelbarrow tires to loader tires, these guys have got you covered. They know how to take care of customers because they've been doing it since 1979. They carry all name brand tires and pride themselves on service. Give them a call today at 979-421-7900 or go see the SciFair Tire Difference yourself at 3201 Texas 36 South, just past the Walmart on the left.
There are so many reasons to Schlitterbahn, like thrilling water coasters, relaxing rivers, epic surfing rides, and pint-sized water playgrounds. Did we mention you can stay where you play at one of our amazing resorts? What's your favorite reason to Schlitterbahn? Building memories, sun and fun, a Texas tradition, free parking, coolers welcome, or maybe it's just a much-needed getaway. Phew, there's just too many to list. No matter what the reason, it's always the hottest, coolest time in Texas. Visit Schlitterbahn.com for the best prices on tickets, season passes, and more.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional. In the studio with another one of those certified financial planner professionals, my colleague Doug Neal. We are with Neal Financial Group, offices in Central Texas in the city of Brenham, and another office in Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria area of Houston on St. James Place. Glad to see you for that free review, either of those locations. Big thing is that you get the right information, get on the right path, because this is you and those you care about and your future involved. Free review. Here's how to get it. Give us a call at the office, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Now, one of the things we talk about with many, many people is long-term care, because we're aging, many of us, and we know that at some point now, closer, farther down the line, whatever it is, though, we're going to need to have care for ourselves or our spouse or maybe another loved one. Need to know about these things.
And that was one of the four questions we had of when you do getting ready for retirement. Mm. What do you look for? And one of them is, what's going to happen if we need custodial care? Not medical care, custodial care. Somebody just take care of you. Well, that's what long-term care does.
Yeah. And I just talked to somebody yesterday who's pretty sharp cookie, right, on financial stuff. Mm. They did not know that Medicare does not pay for long-term care.
Yeah, we're talking months and years. Mm-hmm. So here's a case, just to give you an idea what the cost is. This is a life insurance company that has a product that on the life insurance, you purchase that and you can use that, the face amount, for long-term care benefit tax-free. This is a 68-year-old female. She had an insurance policy that she wanted. She's a widow. She doesn't need the life insurance policy anymore, but she didn't want to give it up. It was one of those universal life ones that would eat itself up by the time she was 95.
With fees coming out of it.
Yeah, and the mm-hmm. cost, whatever. And so she didn't have any long-term care, and she knows she needed it. This whole thing took about a year now. I'm looking at my sheet here. This last October, mm-hmm. We were talking about it already. And what she did, what we're proposing to do, the 68-year-old female, is take this other policy, I think it's two little policies that have roughly $53,000 of cash value in them. We're going to roll that into a new life insurance policy that has the clause that you can use it for long-term care. And so she doesn't have to pay any more premiums. Mm-hmm. She still has the life insurance. She can get the cash value if she wants, but that reduces the face amount in long-term care. And she'll get a $3,000 a month long-term care benefit. What she also has to add then, because the long-term care, you're using up the face value. This is a $75,000 death benefit. So if she doesn't use long-term care, the kids are going to get $75,000 life insurance benefit tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
But if she uses that $3,000 a month, then that will reduce that $75,000 down to zero. But she...
If she has a long stay long
if
enough.
Yeah, like Alzheimer's or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if she only uses parts of it, whatever she doesn't use still goes to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if she can get a rider with a 3% inflation... a rider on it for $2,400 a year.
Okay, so that's about $200 a month.
About $200 a month. And what it does in 10 years, that $3,000 a month benefit will be $3,900 a month, because it increases 3% every year, whether she uses it or not.
Great.
And she'll never run out of money.
So she's 68?
68.
Okay,
good health.
So
she's in good
78,
health.
Maybe she's still going strong. Maybe she doesn't need this for 15 years.
Right.
Right? So again, it's going to continue to increase.
Well, the other part
inflation.
Of this is we had this conversation twice now with her and her son together in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of more adult son, wife, two kids, probably in his mid to late 40s. He needs his mom to have it.
Sure.
Because if she needs it and doesn't have it, he's going to have to pay for it, and mm-hmm. his family, and sacrifice his retirement, his kids' college, whatever else. And so he said, whatever you want, Mom, but it sure sounds like a good idea.
So she's using something she's already got,
right?
Which is the life insurance policy. That face value amount will actually get bumped up a little bit by mm-hmm. another $25,000. So she's going to $75,000. Life insurance benefit when she's only got a 50 right now.
Right.
Right. The cash in that policy goes to do that first. And if she needs it for long-term care, it'll generate over $3,000 a month. for her.
Yep. And so her basic cost, additional cost, well, you got to minus the money she was paying into the old policy, but it comes down to about $150 a month to guarantee that she will have long-term care for the rest of her life.
So even if she goes through all of the money in this new policy, mm-hmm. the long-term care policy, that rider will make sure she never runs out.
Correct. And so, and if she never uses it, it's still a life insurance policy.
Somebody's that will pay off to her heirs.
Yeah, somebody's going to get the money. So there's ways to do things. And this was one that we sat down. And it, like I say, this one process took about a year to get to this point because she wasn't sure. And the son mm-hmm. had to get the son and her together and all that kind of stuff. So it's worth going after.
So our analytical skills and our knowledge of what's out there and helping you decide what you should look at possibly doing for your specific needs, your specific situation. That's what the free review is all about. Again, give us a call. Set that up. 979-836-2903.
We'll see you back here on Wednesday. Here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.